Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Yeah, Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes courtside tonight. Always a fun time to get out on a Friday night, high school basketball. And when it's a rivalry, it's even a little better. We got the Western Panthers hosting the Northwest Mounties. It's a rivalry. It's a conference game. There's just a lot of storylines. Throw the records out. It's just going to be a battle tonight here on Deering Road.
Steve, I love this, too. When we get to come to Western, we're right mid-court, right on the floor, got the best view. But something tonight does not look right to me, and I don't know. Oh, it's Coach Moffitt. He's not wearing the colors we're used to doing that for many years, doing his games as a Northwest coach. Now the Western Panther coach.
Yeah, and you wonder if that gives him a little bit of an edge, intimate knowledge of this lineup. I mean, most of these kids have been in the program for a while, and many of them played a few years under his leadership. So you think you get a little bit of, hey, guard his left, you can't go left. Or, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
There's got to be a little bit of that. So you give a little edge maybe to the home court Panthers tonight, but the rivalry is always there. And I know you had a little conversation with Coach Moffitt before the game. Does he have any? Did you get to that?
We did talk about. I just asked him. I said, you know, this has to feel weird to you. And he said, yeah, it absolutely is. You know, I come out in the hallway and I want to say, hey, God, and it's like, hey, you know, and it's we're friends. We still like each other. But tonight, maybe not so. Tonight, I'm here to take care of business. I don't care who you are. But, yeah, it was interesting talking to him.
Well, neither one of these two programs having a bang-up year, not the kind of year they want to have. And we feel like there's a similarity in these two teams that things are going a little up and down for both of them. And I'll start with the home court team. They're 6-7 on the year. They're 2-4 in the league. They've had they had a three-game losing streak, a four-game winning streak, and now are on a three-game losing streak. So it's been really up and down for Western in a very obvious way. And then Northwest kind of in the same boat, although not as many ups as downs this year for the Mounties, as they come in here having lost five straight, and there are just 3-10 on the year.
Well, it's funny that you say that, too, because I talked to Coach Bradley from Northwest, and he said, he used the words, boy, we've been Jekyll Hyde. And yeah, he said it's not just a game-to-game, but even quarter-to-quarter. Talking to Coach Moffitt, the same sentiment. He didn't use Jekyll Hyde, but I think that he was alluding to that they're just up and down, and you get the good and some bad.
I like that you got a good matchup here on the court, athleticism-wise, length-wise. They're not going to, you know, neither team's going to be overmatched by those characteristics that you can see on the roster. There may be some heart characteristics that one of these teams are going to display that gives them the edge over the other. It's a lot of times it just comes down to shooting. I know I was here for Michigan Center in town to take on the Panthers, a game that Michigan Center won. And I think the key to their game plan was shutting down Maverick Hammond. And I think that's kind of a thought that's understood probably with both of these coaches.
Yeah, and you have Maverick Hammond on Western and then Jalen Jordan on the other side. And, you know, I think both teams do kind of lean on those two seniors for both leadership and scoring. And, you know, maybe that's why some of the times Jekyll Hyde, if a team can shut those guys down, then you're depending on guys that haven't had to do it as often.
Right. That's a good way to think that these teams are going to look at it. So far this year, they did meet up once. That was a game that Northwest won 61-56 at their court. Now it's on Western's court, and they want to defend tonight here on Deering Road. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get closer to the starting tip-off. Western Panthers, Northwest Mounties It's live high school basketball here on WKHM, and we are streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now. Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Here at Western High School, the Panthers hosting the Northwest Mounties boys basketball Interstate 8 Conference. The Mounties come into the game tonight. The Mounties 1-4 in the league, 3-10 overall. Western, conversely, 6-7 with a 2-4 conference record. And again, both of these teams coming in on losing streaks. One of them's going to end tonight. Who will it be? I think there's a lot of drama about who that could be, because this really does feel like anyone's game. Northwest beat them in a close one back there, Jim. A little home court advantage, and that can erase that deficit and kind of make you play it pretty even here.
Yeah, and Steve, you mentioned about it being a rivalry, and it is. And so, you know, you get a couple teams that are coming in sub-500, maybe not having the years they hope to. This game can go a long way, and especially if you're the Mounties and you can get the season sweep, you know, that can go a long way into just saying, hey, our season might not have been what we wanted, but we swept the Panthers.
Yeah, it was a good feeling for the Panthers last year to win both contests, 53-43 in December, and then the follow-up 47-28. Who's going to be taking the floor tonight for both of these teams' starting lineups, Brian?
Well, I can tell you, starting for the Northwest Mounties will include sophomore Dennis Graham, junior Avery Ansbaugh, junior Jarrett Osterberg, senior Hudson Cooper, and senior leader Jalen Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's, we know he's an athletic guy, this guy who can score in big bunches, and he's a shot blocker. surprisingly. He's a guy who's going to play a lot of guard and a little forward, but he's going to be down there and defending the rim a little bit too. And I don't think we've seen a game with him where he didn't have two or three pretty good blocks. And some of them end up being spectacular.
Yeah, and when you look at his height, you're right, that is surprising. But when you watch him in warm-ups, and I just watch him throw down a couple mean two-hand behind his back dunks and stuff, and it's like, okay, that's not so surprising, though.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to seeing some of that. How about for the home court Panthers?
Well, for Western, we have four seniors and a junior. The junior, the lone junior, 6'9", Justin Jones. Then we have seniors Cody Spitzer, senior Sutton Johnston, senior Maverick Hammond, and DJ Van Riper.
A couple of coaches' kids on the roster. We always like them. You know, you're going to get a certain amount of fundamentals out of them. Probably pretty good from the free throw line, box out, those kind of things. And I'll mention Justin Jones because he actually caught my eye last year. I always come out a little early before our games and watch the JV, or tonight it was the varsity girls teams. And Jones is a sophomore last year on the JV, got a step on the baseline, elevated and tomahawked a big dunk. He's a long kid. He's got the best height on the floor. Can he stay out there, stay out of foul trouble? That's going to be the thing. But as you said, and I think it's understood, as Maverick Hammond goes is kind of how this Western offense goes. And we'll see what kind of a game he's up for tonight. I'm guessing that the Mounties have a game plan to slow him down.
Yeah, and then likewise, Jalen Jordan, he's kind of the engine for Northwest. And you mentioned foul trouble. I think that's going to be big. You know, if you're Hammond and Jordan, you don't want to pick up two early ones and make that coach make a decision what I'm going to do with you for the rest of the half.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're excited to have some sponsors on the broadcast. Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. They will be our free throw line sponsor throughout the broadcast. Of course, thank you to Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Little bit of relief from the polar vortex that we had been under for a little while. Nice couple 40-degree days back-to-back, although it was snowing when I arrived here tonight. Thank you to our new energy drink sponsor, Bucked Up Energy. I already have a recommendation, Miami flavor, which I don't know how Miami's a flavor, but it's my favorite one so far of all the Bucked Up, although I've tried them as many as I can find, all of them pretty good, and we appreciate Bucked Up Energy. Along with Wilby Transit, Mix Phelps Towing, and others, let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame, and we will come back to Western High School, where the Panthers are hosting the Northwest Mounties. And by the way, if you missed a game with us this year in our live broadcast or something even from the last few years, all of our game coverage is posted at WKHM.com. You want to go to the high school sports tab, you click it, you link to the game you want, and you can listen up right there live streaming on your computer. Again, the archive goes back as long as we can go back. But even if tonight you hear part of the game and you want to replay, the game will be posted shortly after our broadcast concludes. So go ahead and go online and listen to our games at WKHM.com.
I do that all the time, Steve, just to hear your soothing voice. I just like listening to you when I don't see you for a week.
It's been a long time, yeah. I know you're also a bit of a perfectionist, so you're just really trying to improve your skills and listen to yourself and see where the holes are. It's although hard, there aren't many.
Hard to improve on perfection.
I was going to say. All right, back in 3 minutes. We'll get the tip-off going here at Western High School. The Panthers and the Mounties on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union.
It's a membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and starting lineups getting introduced out on the floor. I don't see the spotlight. I wonder if we're going to take the lights down when they introduce the Panthers here. The Pep Band is in the building tonight. Got a good Pep Band version of the national anthem. And here the lights do come down a little bit for the Panthers starting lineups.
And Steve, shout out to Western District. I know they're building a new elementary school, a big one, and I see they must be letting all the workers in free.
Well, Brian, I can see how you can make that assumption. However, it appears that it's a reflective vest night for the student section.
Oh, that's the student section. I wonder, that was a lot of
labor laws, yeah.
And a lot of young. A lot more female construction workers than I was expecting to see.
No, it's just a changing time.
So, Steve, is this going to be my new favorite gym for introductions as well? With the spotlight, the lights dim?
Got that old Chicago Bulls intro music from back in the day.
I think B.J. Armstrong is just announced. Who is your favorite non-Michael Jordan Scottie Pippen Bull?
Oh, man.
You kind of look a little bit like Luke Longley, so.
I get a little Luke Longley, maybe a little Bill Wennington.
Yeah. You're kind of, if those two had a kid, it would be you.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good era. Maybe Bill Cartwright, actually. Love that unique, distinct jumper that he had.
Yeah. Let's hope we don't see anybody in this game with a Bill Cartwright-like jumper. See, I would have not guessed before tip-off we had mentioned Bill Cartwright, but there we go.
You never know. We're ready to jump it up in the middle, and the Panthers get the tap into the backcourt, and we're underway. Spitzer gets it over to Hammond on the right wing, deep, takes the dribble to the right side, knocks his defender down, but he couldn't hold on, so he couldn't get the shot away, has to give it up. There's a drive, and all the way to the rack goes Van Riper. No bucket, but he is fouled, and so free throws coming right away for the Panthers, and aggressive right away by DJ Van Riper to take it to the rim, draw the foul.
Yeah, and they got Hudson Cooper there, and that was one of those kind of 50-50 ones. I didn't know if Cooper was set or not. I was wondering who it would be called then.
Van Riper at the free throw line, scoreless here, just underway, and he takes the first free throw and hits. Second attempt for Van Riper. Gets them both, and a 2-0 lead for his Panthers. Again, Northwest beat the Panthers in the first game. There's a attempt to throw it up the court quickly, and coming back the other way is Hammond on the steal. Van Riper pumps from the top of the key, drives, tries to feed it down to Jones on the block. It's going to go off his fingertips and out of bounds behind the basket. Trying to make a pass in traffic. I guess it was kind of a little too casual on the initial pass there for Northwest on their first possession. Panthers with a 2-0 lead and in the ball. Pass goes in behind the arc. Command Riper, jab step drive, kicks it out. Johnston for three. No. Off the heel, long rebound grabbed by Jordan. Here come the Mounties. Jordan in the middle. Right wing now. Osterberg back to the top, pumps, and Jordan into the elbow, passes it back out, missed three. Jordan will save the rebound into his teammate and keep the possession for the Mounties. And into the corner, pump fake, and now another three-point shot goes up, and that's a miss. 0 for 2 on that trip down the floor for Dennis Graham. Panther ball. Hammond will hand it off out to Spitzer out by the midcourt area. Now they give it up. Van Riper drives into the elbow, elevates. Shot blocked by Jordan. And ball loose, kicked around a couple times, and the Mounties clear it out.
Took you a minute 15 for Jordan to get his first block that you talked about in pregame.
I know. I love when that happens. It makes me feel like I know what I'm talking about from time to time. Jordan gets an open look for three. That's a little strong. Battle for the rebound. Actually missed by both Panther players. Mounties will get another offensive rebound and a second chance here. Still trailing 2-0. 6.5 to play first quarter. Graham from the wing. Don Osterberg will dribble out to the top for Graham. Back to Jordan now. Deep, kind of a chance to re-space, goes right side. Anspaugh to the top for Graham, pump fakes. Now left side, Osterberg looks to drive, gets into the free throw line, skips it. Over to Graham on the wing. He'll pass it back to the top, Anspaugh. Down to 6 minutes now, still 2-0 Panthers. Good defense here by Western, giving nothing up. Osterberg into double team, passes out. Jordan pumps for three, now drives, gets a step. On the baseline, double-teamed, almost lost his footing. Gets it back out to Osterberg on the wing, and we're back at the top for Anspaugh. Swings it right side, Graham. Osterberg at the top, left side, Jordan. They're letting him shoot from three. He pulls up off the dribble, missed on the long two-point gun, but another offensive carom here for the Mounties. Pressuring Anspaugh in the corner. He loses dribble, and he'll get a foul call against Hammond. It's one of those where they used to have that kind of force-out call, but now it's either a foul or you're out of bounds. Yeah. In that case, they decided it was a foul.
You mentioned about letting Jordan shoot right now. Panthers looking like they're going to let everyone shoot except for maybe Dennis Graham. They're really kind of playing some saggy man-to-man right now.
Yeah. Jordan on the wing goes in. He's got three guys chasing. Now he'll back out into the corner. Back out to the top for Graham. Good defense here by the Panthers. Swing it around Osterberg on the left wing. Back to Jordan at the top. Pump fake drive. Pull up off the dribble. They're going to give him two. Looks like he stepped on the line when he elevated, but we're tied at two now, 5-11. Oh, a minute 20 seconds on that possession, really, for Northwest with about three offensive rebounds.
Yeah, Jalen Jordan, one of the best offensive rebounding guards in the area.
Jones gets a step into the air, elevated, and Jordan went up to challenge. Missed shot. Rebounded Mounties. We're tied at two, under five to play first quarter. Graham, quick swing to Osterberg. Gets a step in the baseline. Spins. Fader. Short. Rebound. Western. Johnston gets it. Gives it up to Hammond in the backcourt. Hammond will bring it over the timeline at a medium pace. Picked up out there by Anspaugh. Crossover away from the screen. Hammond sets up on the wing. Now gets the screen toward the top. Johnston Cooper jumps out to defend. Jones went up, should have stuffed it. Jalen Jordan with a block, and now he's running the break. Past the defense, tries to drop it down to Cooper. He loses it, and now Spitzer will come up with a loose ball. A lot of back and forth here, 2-2 tie. There's Jones running the floor, gets down into a double team, passes out. Three-point look for Van Riper is short. Rebound grabbed by Anspaugh there. Gets it out to Graham. And we'll slow it down for the Mounties to bring it up and set up the half-court offense.
Steve, that last block down there, that was 6 foot versus 6'9 and 6 foot one.
He really elevated there, and it was that block was right up by the rim. Graham gives it up to Jordan on the wing. He's got the first two for Northwest. Can he make another two? No, missed. Hammond chased down the long rebound. Gives it up to Johnston, who gives it right back. Maverick Hammond will bring it over the timeline right in front of us. Bright pink shoes to go with the Panther colors. Doesn't really go. Give and go, though, and Hammond gets down deep. Missed the shot. Gets own rebound, and the putback quarter is good. 4-2 Panthers. 3:24 to play first quarter. Cooper gets a step baseline and ties it back up at four. That was length versus length down there, and Cooper gets the win.
That was a lot more aggressive move there, Hudson Cooper, than the last time we saw them.
Yeah. There's a drive by Hammond, loses it on the way up. Maybe knocked away by Anspaugh. Either way, Mounties get it back tied at four with under three to play, opening quarter of action here. Just a 4-4 tie. Anspaugh hands off to Graham behind the arc. Coming across to the right side. Jordan takes the catch, makes the three-point shot, rattles around, it comes up. Big rebound there. Good box out by Cooper Johnston. Sutton Johnston. So you're saying we'll get, Cooper's name for we'll the
get,
Jets.
Yeah, we'll get Cooper here in the next week.
Yeah. Spitzer goes down to Van Riper in the corner. Mountie ball down to Hammond, cut down to the block, and stolen away. Mounties were ready. Jordan in the break. Into four players coming down, and he got bumped. Called for the travel, maybe a little before the harm if he lost his footing, but he took quite a shoulder there.
Yeah, he got shouldered. He got punched. He got... Somebody would do jail time for the beating they put on him.
A shocked look on his face when he got back to his feet. We're still tied at 4, 2:18 to go. Graham pressuring Spitzer. Now he gives it up to Van Riper. Makes a move. Splits the D. Circus shot. No good. Rebounded by the other Cooper, Bryson. Into the game for Hudson. Mountie is looking for Osterberg on the wing. He tries to go baseline. Backs it out to Jordan. And can't quite gather it. That was good defense by Van Riper to go out and get a hand on it. Even if he didn't get the steal, kept them from keeping it. And now it's Panther ball.
Yeah, that was Van Riper and Hammond diving on the floor all in that one possession. So we're seeing a lot of hustle.
Under two to play here in the first quarter. 4-4 tie. Western ball on their home court going over the W logo at the center. And there's a casual handoff nearly stolen away by the Mounties. Eric Hammond goes on a drive, hangs in the air to get the shot up. He goes down and draws the foul. So a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play from Maverick Hammond. Points tough to come by in the first quarter here, and he even had to take a lump to get that one to go. Let's see if he can make it a three-point play. A couple subs for the Panthers with 1:42 to go. Into the game for Western, Noah Burdinger. Excuse me, Burdener, and also coming in, Jaden Willis.
Yeah, that last Hammond layup there, that was another one that everybody looked up at the officials, not sure whether that was going to be a charge or a block.
Yeah. Gabe Christner into the game for the Mounties, and
Bryson Cooper, right?
Yeah, he's on the floor as well. Thought maybe we had another sub there, but I was wrong. Cooper grabs the rebound on the missed free throw. 6-4 the score. Mounties have a secondary break after the rebound. Now they'll have to slow it down as Western's recovered. Willis coming all the way out to half court to guard on defense. Little drive and double team on the baseline. Trying to go across the lane. Tough pass. It does get completed to Bryson Cooper. Trying to clear out some space. And we get a foul call against Willis.
Okay.
Coming in to maybe help on the D because it looked like Jones just, he was receiving contact, not handing any out.
Yeah, I think Jones was shocked at that whistle thinking they were getting him, but it was Willis with a little reach on the way up.
1:21 left in the first quarter, 6-4 our score. Mounties can tie it up with Bryson Cooper at the free throw line. And that one rattles out. Bryson Cooper, sophomore forward center here for Northwest, has that same height as his brother Hudson, and of course their older brother Carson, who is at Michigan State.
And both Bryson and Hudson being a little more aggressive tonight. I like, you know, they're not settling just for outside things. They're taking it to the hole.
Missed both free throws, but another offensive rebound by the Mounties, and Cooper trying to feed it out to Jordan, and Hammond's going to pick up his second foul trying to play the passing lane.
Well, we talked pregame, Hammond and Jordan couldn't afford to get two early, and here it is, minute 17 left in the first, and Maverick Hammond headed to the bench. We'll see how Coach Moffitt elects to do with him for the rest of the half.
Oh yeah, always interesting to watch as we still have time to play in the first quarter. Will he follow him out the rest of the half? Some coaches will do that. Northwest ball, 6-4, they trail. Little space, Anspaugh fire for three, missed. Cooper with a rebound. And we're getting a foul call, and that is going to, I think that's going to go against Bryson Cooper, pushing off as the substitution of Chance Pangborn pays off early for the Panthers. Good box out on Cooper.
Yeah, they're going to get Gabe Christner with that one. You're right. Cooper's done a good job boxing out. That's his third box out I've counted.
Oh, there's a drive by Willis. Had a chance down on the block for Eli Harrington, and the pass is a little too hot to handle. Goes out of bounds. Turnover by the Panthers. Still leading by 200, a minute to play in the first. Northwest with the defense picking up in the backcourt. Swinging around left side. Jordan gets it on the wing. Puts it on the deck. Backs it back out with a double team coming. Skip pass into the corner. There's Anspaw with a chance. No, but he's going to back it back out. And Jalen Jordan taking a shot off the dribble. Another long two-pointer, but it goes, and we're tied at six. 30 seconds to go first quarter.
Jordan's had that open three, but he's elected to pump fake and then just take that two steps in there.
Sometimes that does give a guy like him a little better rhythm on the shot. Willis comes down, turns it over, gets a double dribble call. Osterberg's going to come back in. Anspaw gets a breather here with 22 seconds to play in the first quarter. A couple guys coming out. Oh, Anspaw stays in. He was passing the ball in.
I thought he was headed to the bench as well.
He walked right over there. Jordan's got it with 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Tie game, six apiece. Northwest ball screen from Cooper comes. He rolls, nothing there. Skip to Osterberg. Pull up three from him, short. Rebounded Harrington, but knocked away. Cooper had it. Now Willis fires one from three-quarter court. That'll fall well short. Buzzer sounds on the first quarter, and it's a 6-6 tie. 60-second commercial break, second quarter coming up on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Bailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Northwest ball to start the second quarter. Jordan's got it on the wing. Now to the top for Anspaw, about six steps behind the arc. Working way on the perimeter here are the Mounties. Now Jordan's got it near the arc. Jab step, pumps, no good. Left side now. Anspaw to the top and a pump fake from there for Osterberg. And Jonathan and Jared Osterberg both out there. And Cooper making a move on the baseline. Too many hands in the cookie jar. They knocked it away and he can't gather it, so it goes out. Last touch him. Panther ball. 7:32 to play here. First half, 6-6 tie.
If you keep mentioning Northwest pump fakes, and I think none of them really want to shoot the three. They just want to get you up and drive on you.
Right, and it's not working because the Panthers kind of seem to want to okay with letting them shoot over them. Working the ball on the perimeter now for Western. Coming off a screen, open look for Pangborn, and he knocks down the triple.
Pangborn for three!
Feels like a first big shot make in a while. 9-6 the score. Panthers lead, 7:02 to play in the half. Anspaw gets over to Jared Osterberg. Now out to Jordan at the top. He pumps again, but yeah, no one leaves their feet for the pump fake. Jared Osterberg right side Jordan. He will take the triple this time without the pump fake. Missed and rebounded by the Panthers. Willis running the break. Gets up to Pangborn. Back to Willis. Deep on the floor. Chased out there by the other Osterberg. Do you think he would mind being called the other Osterberg?
Yes, I do.
Jonathan out there. Top of the key, Willis. Looking to back it out to Spitzer. Throws it away. Turnover by the score table. And 6:26 to play in the half. 9-6 Panthers, but they give it back to the Mounties.
It's been a defensive battle so far. We're going to call it that.
I think it's been a mix of cold shooting and aggressive defense. There's a drive down the baseline. No space given that way. And we get a tie up down in the lane. That jump ball call is going to go to the Panthers. I get the sense that Western is kind of pushing those drivers to go baseline so they can double them down there. And Northwest has kind of fed into that most of the night.
It's funny how through the years that's kind of changed philosophies. People used to push people to the middle, and now they a lot of them go baseline. Use that as a defender.
Pocket picked out at the top for Spitzer, and Cooper's got it, takes it in, scores it at the rim, and a foul for Spitzer pushing in the back, and that's going to be a chance at a three-point play and another tie-up game here for Hudson Cooper at the free throw line.
I've been impressed with Hudson today and his motor. I mean, he's getting after it. He's diving on the floor. He beat Spitzer there to the 50-50 ball, and Spitzer, I think, was a little frustrated, got the frustration foul on top of the hoop.
Cooper's free throw no good and rebounded by Harrington. I feel like there's been a Harrington on Western since I started doing games.
Since about 88.
There's Van Riper making a nice move. Basket on a spin move. The shot block changed it. And so he doesn't make the bucket. A one-point game here, and Northwest gets it back with a chance to go ahead or miss, I guess. Graham drives, gives it up. Jordan with a deep two. That one rolls halfway down and comes out. Rebounded by Spitzer. And gets in the air and tries to throw it off the Mountie player and is successful. Good presence of mind to throw it off of Jordan, who was standing out of bounds.
Yeah, I think if he didn't do that, he was going to turn it over. So very smart by Spitzer. You're right about the Harringtons. There's
how many kids do they have?
I think six or seven, and they've all kind of been the same player too, just blue-collar guys in there working their butts off.
Good length. Yeah. Good athleticism, but.
Well, when you have the talent of their dad, Jason, if you want to see the floor, you got to be a blue-collar guy. I know him, so I can say that.
Yeah, he dapped you up when he walked by, and then you say that about him on the radio. Panthers with the ball working the perimeter. Willis left wing. Dribbles around to the top. Chased around by Jordan out there. Crosses over, backs it out. Spitzer near that volleyball 10-foot line. Jab step. Dribbles. Pangborn on the left wing. Driving on Osterberg. Hands off to Hammond. Takes a quick triple from there. No good. And there's that battle down there. Like the height and like the work ethic. It's Cooper and Harrington both battling for that rebound. It goes out of bounds. They'll say last touch Mounties, but I like the battle down there. The effort.
There's definitely some height in this game today.
A smattering of height. Inbound goes to Spitzer in the corner for the Mounties. Or excuse me, for the Panthers. He goes baseline, gets a step, gets in the air, able to thread the pass to Harrington in the right place, right time. Soft touch in front of the rim. And it's an 11-8 lead for the Panthers.
Nice little drop there, too, from Spitzer.
Tough to make that feed through the outstretched arms of Hudson Cooper, but he got it through. Jordan dribbling into a double team, gets out to Osterberg, pump fakes and hands off to Jordan. He has to pump it, skips it across to Graham, now into the corner for Anspaugh. Dribbles in, spin move, couple of jab steps, can't get anything up. Jordan this time gets the pump fake to get Willis off his feet. Jordan gets into the paint, missed, rebound, Cooper no good. Jordan taps it, third try is the charm for the Mounties, and they cut the lead to 111-10 with 4:05 to play in the half.
Maverick Hammond challenged one of those shots. That was dangerous. He could have picked up his third.
Pangborn from the wing tries to drive into the elbow, backs it out to Hammond on the floor. Like you said, with two fouls. He goes off the dribble, gets a step. Spitzer was open for a moment, pumped instead, and now gives it back up to Hammond, deep left wing. He drives into the paint. Some contact down there. They're going to count the bucket and give him the foul. That's another one where I thought Cooper held his spot.
That's going to be Hudson's second. You're right, that was close. It felt like maybe he just kind of leaned in there a little bit and got him with the hip.
Good finish by Hammond with the contact, regardless of who created it. He got it to go, and he can put this to a four-point lead, which would be the largest of the game, believe it or not. 13-10 right now, 3:41 to go, second quarter. Our live coverage as he heads to the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Always on time, we don't pay a dime, and hits. 14-10 now the score. And Bryson Cooper's going to come in for Hudson with the 3:41 to go. You don't want him to pick up his third, perhaps.
Yeah, I thought maybe Coach Moffitt would play a little offense-defense with Maverick Hammond, too, but he's still out there tight on Osterberg.
Osterberg handing off to Graham, now hands off to Jordan, deep at the top. Now into the elbow. Pull-up fader is long, rebounded. Pangborn gets it out to Ron Spitzer. He's got Van Riper with a step ahead of people. Good recovery by Jordan. You know, he's got quickness to get down there and recover. Hammond gets a deep triple over the top of Osterberg. 17-10, largest lead of the game. Is going to draw a timeout from the Northwest bench. Full timeout. We'll take a full one, 260 seconds. And we're back with 306 to play, 17-10 Mounties, or excuse me, Panthers on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Mountie ball here with 2:52 to play in the first half. And Jordan's got it in the corner. Dribble spins now to the baseline. Backs it back out. There's Anspaw at the top. Left side Graham now into the corner for Osterberg. Jarrett's going to feed it out to Anspaw at the top. Skips across, Jordan open for three, takes it and hits. That was really, when you're not aggressive, he took his time and really shot that one like a warm-up three and knocked it down, 17-13. Spitzer comes down, takes the jumper, no good. Rebounded Graham, gets it away to Anspaw. He's got Jordan running, doesn't give it up, goes to Graham instead, left side Osterberg. Now in the half court here for the Mounties, right side Jordan. So right behind the arc, now dribbles into the painted area, gets a step, floater, no good, but draws a whistle. And that'll send Jalen Jordan to the free throw line for the Mounties. 17-13 here with 2:07 to play in the half. It's been kind of a, basically Western would go ahead, Northwest would tie it up. Western stretched out their lead to 7, but now they can cut it back to 2 here from the free throw line.
Yeah, Maverick Hammond had his own little 6-0 personal run with two fouls.
Northwest has really struggled from the free throw line so far. If they're shooting a little better percentage there, this game's closer. Jordan misses another one. I didn't mean to jinx him, but
I think you tried to reverse jinx him and like have him make that, but 0 for 3 as a team.
Jones is going to come back in for the Panthers for the stretch here with 2:07 to play. Hammond's still on the floor with two fouls. Jordan gets it to go. Split the pair, cuts the lead to 3, 2:07 to go first half. Hammond met the backcourt. Anspaw is going to track him all the way up the floor. Hammond got a little hot hand there. Now coming out, Cooper trying to take a charge. And the pressure near steal and breakaway for Jalen Jordan. I thought we were going to see some fireworks. Said it goes out of bounds, but off the Mounties. But a good job the way they're trying to get the ball out of Maverick Hammond's hands there.
Yeah, we don't root for teams, but we root for dunks. And that was going to be a nice one. That one stays in bounds and Jordan can corral it.
Spitzer's got it, slowing things down here in the backcourt. Gets a screen, and again, Cooper comes out to show on the screen. Spitzer dribbles around, gives it up to Hammond. He'll pull up off the dribble for three. That's long. Rebounded Osterberg. Gets it away to Jordan. Stolen away. Spitzer hanging out, gets a steal. No, that's Van Riper, excuse me, running. Goes, and down to 86 seconds, and it's a five-point lead for the Panthers.
It's a nice little teardrop by Van Riper.
Yeah. Osterberg tries to get a step baseline. Spins. Fader, no good. He's missed a couple of those on that move. Today, Western gets the rebound and back into the half court with Hammond. Deep call for a screen. Jones comes out and sets. Hammond gets a step into the lane. Might have been blocked by Jordan. It was too strong off the glass. Out of bounds off of Western.
I do think Jordan got a piece of that.
Out of bounds. I tend to agree with you.
All right, Coach Moffitt, finally, I was wondering if he would take Hammond out of the game just to not get him that third foul with under a minute to go. That was a wise move. I like that move.
Under a minute to play here. 19-14, Northwest trails with the ball. Osterberg dribbling around out there. That's Jonathan. Jordan kind of running the weave. That's knocked away, and Jordan has to get it near midcourt. Spins away from Van Riper. Now gets into the elbow. Gives it up to Graham on the wing. He pump fakes, doesn't shoot. Down to Bryson Cooper. Skip pass across for Osterberg. Jonathan to the corner for Anspaugh. He'll take the shot. Knock it down. Long two. Stepped on the line. 19-17. I think they gave him three on that one.
Oh, they did.
The score table did, but the official I saw put up two fingers. And you get a timeout for the Panthers. 30-second timeout. You got 13.1. We'll keep it here. And they're going to try to correct that score issue. So I think it's going to end up being 19-16 ultimately.
Okay, yeah. The officials are saying two. Steve, it's funny. We highlighted in pregame that it was kind of, you know, Jalen Jordan for the Mounties and Maverick Hammond for the Panthers that are going to usually carry the scoring load. Well, both players so far, each with 10 of their teams, 19 and 16 respectively.
Yeah, not a high-scoring tilt. I don't expect that to change too much in the second half. You know, we saw that Hammond can get a hot hand, and he could go off for, you know, he could score 19 and a half alone. So we'll see what they do with him, but they've been covering him so hard, and when he dribbles the ball up the floor, they're coming out to get him and maybe even trapping out here near half court sometimes. So with 12.3, we'll see what happens here. 19-16 should be the score. They got it on the scoreboard now. And Western ball out of the timeout. Let's see what they drew up. Spitzer to inbound. Gives it up to Van Riper. Coming around Hammond off a screen. Off the dribble. Three-point shot up. And we got a whistle. And they're going to call it on the floor. So with 7.4, they grabbed Hammond before he could get a three-point shot up.
Not a foul number three. Henry Anspaugh has his first
infraction. Northwest had a foul to give.
So they have several, right? Only two. Not had a lot of fouls in the game so far. Spitzer to inbound here for Western. With 7.4, gets into Hammond off a double screen. Knocks down the triple. Big shot at the end of the half. 2 seconds for Jordan to fling one. And he'll get it off too late. No, doesn't matter if it goes. 22-16. A six-point lead going into the halftime locker room for the home court Panthers here on WKHM. All of our free throws tonight brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. We got extended halftime here. Snowball or Snowfest, I don't know what they call it here. But I even saw there's some couple of spectators in gowns tonight. So I think we're ready for some spectacular introductions on the floor. We'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break. Give Brian a chance to do some math and add up all of these points. And then we'll be back from Western High School. The Panthers lead it 22-16 at the half on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the half. 22-16, our score is the Snowfest court being introduced here at halftime.
Are you going to even be able to focus? Because this has to be kind of nostalgic for you, as you were once king.
Homecoming.
Now, homecoming, yeah, but
different.
Same, you know, if there's a crown involved, then you're going to witness it, and people are dressed up, and, you know, that was you.
Well, I always love it when it's halftime during a sporting event, because the girls will be in their gown, and some of the fellas will be in their tuxedos too. And then here you got Sutton Johnston coming out in his basketball uniform, a little bit sweaty and fatigued, and probably missing out on some important instruction from Coach Moffitt during the break. But hopefully his dad's whispering in his ear, Coach Johnston from the Jackson College Jets. We actually have Jets basketball on Fox Sports 101.9 FM doubleheader tomorrow. Catch that about 12:45, and Coach Johnson will be a lot less smiley than he is right now. The fiery coach.
He already looks like he's got some fire out there.
All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and get into these numbers. We do have an extended halftime, so we're not under any kind of a time crunch much, but let's go ahead and talk about basketball.
Okay, well, we can start. We'll talk with the visiting Mounties from Northwest. Three guys in the scoring column. That includes Avery Inslaw, who made it two late in the half. Hudson Cooper with four. and Jalen Jordan with 10. And that would be it when you add the 10, 2, and 4. That's the 16 that we have.
Yeah, and I mentioned Cooper's a good example where he's got 4 points, probably should have been 6. He had 2 3-point opportunities there on both of his makes. He went to the free throw line and couldn't finish. I think Jordan split a pair, and a couple guys who went to the free throw line and came away empty-handed. So you add that in, and a 6-point lead is two or three instead of 6, and those are the ones that you kind of let go throughout the game that you just wish you could have back. And plenty of game left to play, but 6, you know, coming back from 3 points down instead of 6 is different in a game when the points have been hard to come by for both teams.
Absolutely. In this kind of defensive battle or non-offensive battle, that's a big 3 points. You got to make those free throws.
That's probably something that that the coach even mentions. Like, guys, we got to get these free throws to go. This game, even with a 6-point deficit here, feels like it's going to come down to a close end overall eventually. How about for the home court team?
Well, for the home court, we have Eli Harrington with 2, DJ Van Riper with 4, Chance Pangborn with 3, and Maverick Hammond leading all scorers tonight in the game with 13.
Yeah, and Hammond started to get a little hot there late in the half, and it was tough for him getting points. They were defending him, but he got a couple open looks, and that's all he needed was a little bit of space, and he's able to knock down shots, and that was what his individual performance is really what kind of led to them getting it out to that lead.
Well, we do have a winner.
I missed the name.
London, I got, was the last name, and he's the one with a broken foot. He's wheeling himself to the crown.
He's got one of those scooters.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a nice crown that they have for.
Oh, and they got a fat head, too. Take a big picture. I like it.
I guess we might as well linger to see who's going to be the queen.
Let's talk about the queen. Snowfest queen is. I'm nervous.
Me too. Haley Dodd! I happen to be looking right at her. Haley? God, maybe? We're going to get a confirmation.
Haley Dodd.
Haley Dodd, yeah. The Snowfest Queen here at Western today.
All right.
Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll be back with more from Western High School. The Panthers lead the basketball game 22-16 here at WKHM, and we are streaming online around the world at WKHM.com. WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lammersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half, and it looks like the Snowfest festivities starting to clear out from in front of us. Got a great cowboy hat showing up at the game tonight. We don't get many of those unless it's like Western night in the student section, but... And I mean country and Western, not Western Panther night.
What that is doing, though, is making me kind of rethink what I'm going to start wearing to games.
You think that could be your look?
I don't know if that particular look, but I think I need a look.
You don't have a, you do have a kind of a look. You look like you would have been able to take advantage of the golf sale today over at the Country Club of Jackson.
That's fair enough, and you attended.
I'll be back again. So I've been saying it all along. You do it 2 days.
Yep.
You go the first day with the best selection.
Yep.
Second day, the prices are going to be better because they don't want to take anything back. So you can maybe make them an offer.
So does it go Saturday and Sunday or just tomorrow?
Just tomorrow. 10 to 6 tomorrow, last day. Country Club of Jackson. I don't know if they have any chili left.
Ooh.
Definitely go out and see them. So we've talked a little bit, Brian, about the keys to the second half for Northwest, which I thought was improvement from the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. And you can see Hudson Cooper out there practicing his free throws here as they warm up. Panthers haven't made it back out yet. What are they probably talking about in the locker room doing a little better?
Well, the Panthers, I will say this, it's a nice feeling when you go in there as a coach and you don't feel like you have to talk much about defense. Because defensively, they're doing a great job. They're doing everything that I'm sure was in the game plan as far as, you know, playing off guys, trying to turn them into jump shooters. Now, on the offensive end, you know, I don't know if they just, if you get too reliant upon like Maverick Hammond and, you know, you just don't see a lot of movement. There's a lot of ball screens, but you don't see just a lot of cutting from the Panther team. And I don't know. It's hard for us to say. This is my first time seeing Western, and I'm not sure what their offensive philosophy is, but I'd like to see a few people get involved more than just Maverick Hammond having to bail somebody out by just drawing fouls. And
yeah, I agree. The other thing I would say, I do agree that Western's done a great job playing the defense and turning them into jump shooters. I think the one thing they need to do a little better is box out and keep them off the offensive glass because a lot of their points have come off second chance points. Jalen Jordan with a tip. And I think I want to say both the Hudson Cooper's baskets might have come from offensive rebounds or second possession. So I think if they can improve in that category, defensive glass, Western should be able to hold on to this lead and win.
It's funny, you know, Coach Moffitt, having just coached this team, you know he said, hey, Jalen Jordan, you got to keep him off the boards. But that's one of those things that you can tell somebody, and that might be when where you look over at the coach and say, hey, you do it. You keep him off the boards. I'm trying. He's just tough. Although Coach Moffitt in his younger days, he could have kept him off the board.
You think he could have?
Coach Moffitt could get up. He has some.
I think he's probably still got a couple of games in him. He's not as good as he once was, but he's as good once as he ever was. Is that the saying from Toby Keith? Well, the saying here is with the extended halftime, we're due for another commercial break. So we will go to a three-minute break. When we come back, we'll get ready for second half action. Our live coverage of high school basketball is brought to you by Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, and don't forget Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Back in 3 minutes.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This is Jamie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're from Avenue Auto. Hey, Emily.
Yeah?
Last night, I dreamt that I was a muffler.
Then what happened?
I woke up exhausted.
Okay. Our jokes may be bad, but our selection of vehicles are exactly what you're looking for.
Avenue Auto on West Michigan Avenue, the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $15,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we trend a little closer to game time. Brian, who you got for the Super Bowl?
I mean, can you go against the Chiefs until somebody does it, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, it feels to me like Philadelphia may be a little better team just overall, but they don't have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
They looked so explosive in that game against Washington. You don't expect that to get to that point in the season and have that kind of a dominating performance. But Saquon Barkley's been a revelation this year. We'll see.
I really do think it's going to be a good one. I'm going to tell you, 24-23 Chiefs.
All right, we'll take it.
And you, I want you on the record for a score.
Oh, man, I'm going to pick Philly out of sheer desire to see them win, and I'm going to make it 31-24.
Okay, all right.
All right, we're just 43 seconds away as we move towards game time. Don't forget Jackson College in action tomorrow, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. The Red Wings out on the West Coast for WKHM all weekend. They got a 10 o'clock puck drop tomorrow night, and then 7:45 for the broadcast on Sunday. So a couple night games for the weekend here for the Red Wings.
Are you following them pretty well, or like what's your Red Wing knowledge? Would you say
I'm following them more than I have in a lot of recent time. They won in a shootout last night. It was actually really exciting. They had to come from behind. They were down 2-0 and came from behind and ended up winning 3-2 in a shootout. So
Do they have playoff chances?
Yeah, oh yeah. They're 3 points out maybe, if I'm not mistaken. So they got to make a run. It's tough to come back, but I think they're playing well, and it's definitely brought a lot of energy back to Hockey Town. We're back underway here. Northwest ball to start the half, and they go right down to Cooper. He makes a move to the basket. Jones challenges. Might have even got a piece of the ball, but he does get called for the foul. Brian, you said you'd like to see Cooper get it, and they go right to him, and he makes a move to the basket, and it's 22-16, but he's shooting free throws, and that's now a chance for them to do what I hope and maybe knock down a couple of these free throw chances.
Yeah, I just told you I think he could at least get to the line. He's kind of slippery.
And knocks down the first free throw. And we've got, him and Hammond are both with two fouls up to this point, right? The only foul trouble even noteworthy at this point.
Yep, that's correct. Hammond did a good job of staying on the court with his two. He picked up two in the first quarter.
Cooper gets them both to go, 22-18. Northwest comes right out to full court press. Spitzer's got it. He's going to go one-on-one with Graham here in the backcourt. Graham gets beat. Spitzer gets a step. Now down to the paint. But goes down to the floor, and they call it out on Northwest, but with no foul call.
Oh, you and I had a pretty good view of that. That looked like Spitzer just lost it.
Yeah, it looked like and it looks like maybe that's a – he probably should have called a foul, but we'll just give him the ball. Hammond comes off a screen, quick three, way strong. Rebound batted a couple times. Graham's going to get it, and Spitzer's going to get called for a foul, loose ball foul there. And that wasn't even – I know we always point to when somebody lingers after a missed shot and gets that kind of pesky foul. That really was the follow-through of him trying to get that offensive rebound.
Yeah. Spitzer and Graham have kind of been going at it all game, too.
Anspaugh finds a little space for a three. Leaves it just short. Rebounded by Jones. Just passed it off before he got called for traveling. Gets away to Hammond. And he goes into hyper speed. Gives it up now to Sutton Johnson. Finds an open Van Riper for three. And that's short and rebounded Jared Anspaugh. Graham gives it up to Jordan from the wing. Driving, gets the step baseline, passes through, should have looked up, he was open. Gives up to Anspaugh, and the three-pointer is off, and now we'll get a foul away from the ball. This is going to go against Graham.
We saw Dennis Graham a few times get hot and get some points. Right now, he's scoreless. I'd like to see him get involved a little bit.
Well, he came out and shot two threes on the first possession and missed them both kind of badly and then never shot again.
He's about to pick up a foul.
I don't know who's going to get that. Him and Spitzer, as you noted, going back and forth. They've each gotten one foul so far in the half. There's Cooper getting in the passing lane against Jones. He gets called for some contact, and there was contact. Neither team's going to love it, but 6:41 to play here in the third, 22-18, and the defense, the intensity of the defense has not let up even a little bit.
And Cooper's been doing that all game, really going after the ball hard, and that was kind of just two guys going after it. But his brother's coming in, the other Cooper.
Bryson comes in as Cooper picked up, that's his third. Hammond almost gets a bailout off the backboard on an ill-advised three-pointer. Now Northwest rebounds and comes up the floor on the offense. Graham on the wing. To the top, Anspaugh swings around. Osterberg gets a step. Doesn't want to go up. That's that length in there by Jones, shot blocker. He gets in his hand in the way, but Graham gets a floater to go on the second chance there. 22-20, Northwest has cut it to two. Graham continuing to pressure Spitzer, left side Sutton Johnston. He dribbles to the middle. Jalen Jordan steps out, bats it away, and the Mounties will get the turnover. Spitzer hanging back and gets in the pass lane, nearly knocked it away from Jordan. Now he backs up on the defense. Jordan stops at the top, fires for three. No good. Off the heel, rebounded Sutton Johnston, and the Panthers come back the other way. 5:50 to go, third quarter. 22-20 came into the half with a six-point lead. They see it down to just four. Scoreless so far in the third quarter for Western. Spitzer, little screen to roll, kind of, for Jones. Bryson Hudson, Bryson Cooper, excuse me, holding him down. And he gets in there, and Jalen Jordan got up and absolutely spiked that one out of there.
I had to laugh because that was more volleyball-like than it was basketball. Now, Cooper got him before the Jordan block, but once again, Jordan just up above the rim.
Jones at the free throw line, and he hits.
That's Jones's first point of the game.
Surprising. Yeah, he had one shot blocked early, but Justin Jones, just a, this is a junior on the court for the Panthers, and he's going about 6'8", 6'9". Misses that second free throw. Lead is 3, 23-20. Cooper rebounds it. That's Hudson back on the floor. Jalen Jordan to the top for Graham. Now left side, Anspaw. Jab steps, gives it up to Jordan near the top. Crosses into the lane, into the air. Gives up to Cooper on the baseline. Takes a dribble, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Anspaw. He gets in the air, blocked. And pulled away the loose ball for DJ Van Riper. And the Panthers get it back. Spitzer over the midcourt line. Hands off to Maverick Hammond. Goes left side. Screen at the top. Now off the dribble into the lane. Loses it, but we're going to get a reach-in call. I don't know who that's going to go against. For a second, I thought it could be Hudson Cooper, but it'll go against Jalen Jordan.
Yeah, I thought they were getting Cooper, too. I'm not even sure if Jordan was in the area, but it's his first, so he'll gladly take it.
5:01 to go here, third quarter, 23-20, Panther lead. Hammond inbounds from the baseline. Spitzer takes it on the left corner. Out to the top for Hammond. Off the dribble against Jordan, gets a step into the lane and gets in the air, lets it go off the window. 25-20, so there's a three-point swing here. Back in the lead by five go the Panthers. Mountie ball, Osterberg from the right wing, goes baseline. Goes across the lane looking for Cooper, knocked away. It'll stay Northwest ball. I see a lot of teams try to make that pass across the baseline when they get down deep with nowhere to go, and it's such a risky pass and tough to complete at a high percentage. Osterberg into Cooper, now to Graham. Swing it all the way around to Osterberg. He looks to go baseline again. Had a step, but batted away from behind. Cooper comes up with the loose ball. Jump hook in the paint. Doesn't make it, but goes back to the line. That'll be the fourth trip to the stripe for Hudson Cooper.
It's going to get Justin Jones with his second now. So Western has Hammond with two, Jones with two. That's the only foul trouble there. Hudson Cooper with three for Northwest. That's it for them.
Looks like Bryson Cooper set to check back in, and Harrington probably going to replace Jones as Cooper hits the free throw. Harrington will come in to replace Jones, and it looks like Bryson's waiting for Hudson to make this free throw so he can replace his brother.
Looks like Coach Bradley's kind of doing a little bit of offense, defense, keeping Hudson Cooper, trying to keep him from picking up number four.
He rattles that free throw down. A couple successful three free throw trips for Hudson Cooper in the second half. The lead is 3, 25-22 for the Panthers. They get the ball back after the make. 4.5 to play third quarter. A little full court pressure here for the Mounties coming down. They do get it into Hammond, and Anspaw is going to track him up the floor. Hammond beats him, goes to the right hand, goes down to the paint. Circus just thought he was going to get fouled, just threw it up on the glass, but it's no foul call and rebounded by the Mounties. Counted as a stop.
The Maverick definitely has a green light.
Yeah. Like you said, they sometimes they lean on him so hard it makes him one-dimensional.
Yeah, it just kind of stops the movement. It feels like four guys watching sometimes.
There's a deep three for Osterberg. Probably ill-advised, but active hands from the Bryson Cooper. Nearly pulls down an offensive rebound. It's going to go out last touch, Mounties. Panther ball.
Sorry, Steve. That was Eli Harrington with a good block out. So
yep.
Panthers been boxing out pretty well. When you talked about that.
Yeah, I think that's been taken to heart. Now we get a screen in the backcourt, and they're going to call Anspaw. Well, that was one where he got caught on the screen, and I think their feet got tied up, and they just fell down. But they'll get a foul call against Anspaw. Makes it his second.
And that was Spitzer setting that screen. Anspaw just didn't see him. Nobody let him know. And Spitzer actually did a good job of, like, and I'm not going to call it flopping, but he fell to make sure to let him know that was too much contact.
Yeah, kind of let it go once he knew he was going to fall. Just let it go down like a sack of potatoes. And believe it or not, I don't think we had five fouls in the first half, and we got five in this quarter already. And bonus free throws now for the Panthers, and Spitzer missed. So, of course, that's Anspaw's chance to say ball don't lie at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Under four to play here in the third, and it's a 25-22 Panther lead. Spitzer rattles that one in, and it's 26-22. Northwest in quickly. Spitzer with near steal, getting it from Jordan. Graham's made a couple of those passes where he's trying to pass it quick, but not looking to see if it was a safe pass. Open chance for three for Ansbaugh. Miss. Rebound batted around a couple times. Cooper and Harrington battling there. Jump ball call.
Jump ball. What's the ball?
And I love you mentioned the motor for Cooper. That's continued here in the second half, and he's stayed very active down there. Hudson Cooper. He doesn't always get that offensive rebound, but he always has his finger on it at least.
I've enjoyed watching him and Harrington go at it. Harrington's got that same motor, too.
Yeah. They're boxing out. That good fundamental basketball, fun to watch. Johnson getting pressured heavily by Osterberg. Gives up to Harrington, high post. Good screen on the back. What a feed by Harrington. Caught and almost a touch pass to feed Hammond, who only got a little bit of a window. Reverse layup on the cut and made it. Quick shot goes up by Northwest. Missed. 28-22. They've extended that lead back out to that six-point lead they had at the half. Western can add to it. Deep triple by Hammond, and it goes down. Quick trigger for Maverick Hammond. Knocks it down from deep. 3:01 to play in the third, and 31-22. The nine-point lead, largest of the night for the Panthers. Full timeout from the Northwest bench. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 31-22 Panthers when we come back on WKHM. Commercial break.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Ball trailing by nine. We'll see what Coach drew up in the break, the timeout there. I don't know that that was it. A little spin around, long two-point shot by Jalen Jordan, 31-22. Hammond gets another step off the dribble, and that one doesn't go in clean, but it still goes down, and Hammond right now is... Yes, he's knocking down the triples, but I think he's gotten open for that because he's been able to beat his guys off the dribble. Jonathan Osterberg with a three-pointer. Missed. Rebounded Spitzer.
They got to get on Hammond's right, too.
Yeah. He has not gone left yet. Gives it up to Harrington. Back out to Spitzer now. Hammond was trying to go off the dribble. Graham gets a knock away from Spitzer. Breakaway. And Spitzer comes and knocks it out. And the official on the wrong side of that play to recognize that there was a... Easily should have probably been a whistle. It'll go out of bounds off of the Panthers, and it'll stay Northwest ball.
And you know, that was one that was possible. That was all ball, but Spitzer just laid the hammer down. like they're going to call that. Oh, wait, how is that not a shooting foul?
Right. They didn't call foul. They just called it out. No foul call.
Wow, that's shocking to me.
They get it into Cooper. Hudson tries to make a move against Harrington. Has to back it back out to Jonathan Osterberg. Gives it up to Graham. Tries to go off the dribble. Does get a step. Floater tried to have to go with the left hand and probably not his strong hand. Leaves it short. 33-22 now, the 11-point advantage for the Panthers. Hammond splits the D into the lane. Gets in deep. Swiped away by Cooper. Mounties get the loose ball. Looking to run. Graham... knocked down as Spitzer comes to try to steal the outlet pass. And that's going to go against Spitzer.
Steve, how about the absence of Jalen Jordan as an offensive weapon for Northwest? You know, he had 10 of their 16 in the first half, and he's shot once.
And he's been relegated. Even the buckets in the first half weren't coming off. You know, he was shooting most of his shots behind the arc or by the arc.
Yep.
And he's a guy who likes to, he wants to score in the paint.
DJ Van Riper doing a good job on him.
He almost got a steal there. They give it to Jonathan Osberg on the baseline. Jordan comes back to get it, looking to get a step, spins into a double team from Johnston. Dribbles away from it, back out to the top of the key. Now left wing for Osterberg. He drives. Jonathan gets in the air. Shot goes up. No good. Too strong. He got bumped. No call. They try to feed it up to Johnston on the run out, and Osterberg able to get a hand in it. And let's see what they call it. I think they're going to stay here for the Panthers ball. Minute 14 to play third quarter. 33-22 our score. Willis on the floor now for the Panthers. Will inbound. Into the corner, Hammond gets some space. Three-point shot, strong. Rebound to Jordan, looking to run. Mountie's numbers for a moment. Willis hustling to get back. Jordan takes it all the way. Reverse land, casually. Nice play there. And there's something to get Jonathan, or excuse me, Jalen Jordan started offensively. 33-24, cuts the lead to 9. A drive by Van Riper. Jordan with a block attempt and knocked him down. Van Riper will shoot free throws. I like Jordan's little sportsmanship there, helping Van Riper up off the floor.
Yeah, I think that's his way of saying, man, usually I block that, so I'll pick you up since I followed you.
54.6 to play, third quarter, 33-24, 9-point lead for Western. Can add to it with Van Riper at the free throw line. And he rattles it in. Van Riper's had a nice night at the line.
3 for 3. Some would call that perfect. I just feel like he's got a good enough shot to where he's exempt from the announcer jinx.
He does have a real soft touch, too, on that free throw, where even if it feels like it hits off a little bit, it still falls in. 54.6, 35-24. 11-point lead for Western after the successful trip as Van Riper stays perfect from the stripe. For Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Jordan out on the floor. From the wing, gives it up to Anspaugh. Dribbles in, backs it back out. Jordan's got a deep right wing. Skipping it across. Jonathan Osterberg. Now Jordan driving into triple team, backs it out. Anspaugh up for 3, short. Willis with a nice box out, grabs the rebound. They'll pull it out, slow it down for Western. Trying to hold for 1 maybe here at the end of the third quarter.
Well, you would think so.
And that's going to be a timeout from Moffitt to demand that exact thing. 20.7. You lead by 11. You want to set up, that's the worst you're going to do.
Yeah, and that gets Maverick Hammond back in the game, too.
Yeah.
In for the Panthers, number 1, Cody Spencer.
And we'll keep you here on the broadcast during the timeout. Mention County National Bank, one of our sponsors, Will Be Transit Mix. Online at willbetransitmix.com. Family owned and operated since 1907. Jackson's only local source for ready mix concrete.
Yeah, if I need some concrete, that's where I'm going.
And that's great. I encourage you to visit willbetransitmix.com and see how they can help you beyond just the concrete. Cultured stone, building materials, maybe it's tools that you need, rent or buy.
They do it all.
They do, for consumers and you commercial contractors out there listening tonight. If you haven't visited Will Be Transit Mix, maybe now's the time. Maybe prepping for the upcoming season.
It's coming.
It is. We promise. It's not going to be like tomorrow or anything. Inbound here for Spitzer. Has to throw it up. Good defense by the Mounties and not rewarded as DJ Van Riper makes a nice little cut to the basket, and a good feed by Spitzer gets him a layup, and it's 37-24.
Yeah, that looked like it was about to be 5 seconds.
Yep. Jordan out on the floor. Having to go out one-on-one. Pumps, gets the defender in the air, gets a three-point away. No good. Rebounded Hammond, and he flings it. Catches the curtain at midcourt and falls to the ground harmlessly. But 37-24, the lead now for the Panthers as we head to the fourth quarter. 60-second commercial break. On WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, fourth quarter underway. Mounties ball trailing by 13. Jordan's got it at the top. They swing it around left side. It's Jonathan Osterberg down to the block for Bryson Cooper. He's got to back it out. Double team. No, he turns and puts the shot up. Tough shot, but you can jump. When you're that long, you can't shoot that over defenders. Jordan steals the outlet, but he has to throw in the backcourt, and Western will hold on to it. 7.5 to go. Panthers with the lead. Spencer the ball. First time in a while he's been able to come up the floor without having to face Graham. DJ Van Riper drives, gets in the air, and finishes at the rim. A little collision there as Mounties player went down hard. He's slow to get up, and that's going to be Gabe Christner. Still down as the Panthers trainer comes out to see what's going on. He's up to one knee, but holding his dome.
Yeah, well, I thought Christner actually took a charge. Maybe he leaned a little bit. He not only got the foul, but he took the brunt.
Yeah. 7:22 to go here in the fourth quarter, 39-24 with the bucket, and Van Riper can add to it from the free throw line here, and he's been perfect at the stripe, as you've mentioned, Brian.
Yeah, you know one thing I was hoping that I could add to was one of the Lady Panthers is sitting next to me with cotton candy, and I thought she was going to offer me some, but I think she's
selfish,
keeping it all for her and her teammates.
Van Riper at the stripe. For Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and he hits. Continues the perfect free throw night. 7:22 to go, 40-24. Hammond nearly steals an outlet pass there at half court as Osterberg was coming up to get it.
Steve, I mentioned the Lady Panthers. That's a good ball club. We got to watch them, and that team's going to do some damage in the tournament, I think.
Running clock in the second half, 50-12, I think, was the final. Something like that as Jonathan Osterberg goes into the lane, gets a shot up and draws a foul. I thought maybe an extra step there, but Jonathan Osterberg go to the free throw line, 40-26 with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Spitzer's fourth foul.
Yeah, and you know that Spitzer didn't look happy, but that last call down there that was 50-50, I think that's that was just going to go the other team's way.
There's an offensive rebound. Missed the free throw. Bryson Cooper got it. And I saw Sutton Johnson now down in the paint. And I saw him go up, and he was really knocked down by his teammate in that scrum for the rebound. And he's going to go take a break as he's gingerly making his way to the bench. Uncomfortable for sure.
He's walking kind of like I do if I play too many holes.
Oh, man, what's that? What's too many holes? I haven't gotten to that threshold yet. 7 minutes to go, 40-28. They cut the lead to 12 on that trip, four-point trip for the Mounties. Now defending Spitzer in the backcourt. He gets past the defender into the front court on the right wing. Now back and back out, and really pressure out there by Jonathan Osterberg. Willis has it. The Mounties do understand that, you know, you don't have a ton of time to come back from a 12-point deficit. There's a drive by Van Riper. Stops. Backs it around and takes a little fader from about 6 feet and knocks it down. Big half here for Van Riper. And 6.5 to go, 42-28.
Van Riper's ninth point of the half, 13 for the game. He has had a great second half.
Jordan down to Bryson Cooper. Back out to Jordan on the wing. He drives from there, spins. Triple teamed. Cooper backs it out to Osterberg for three. Got it. Jared Osterberg with a left-handed triple. Cuts the lead to 11. 6:06 to go.
Northwest going to need a few more of those.
Spitzer driving on Jonathan Osterberg. Now gives it up and Van Riper dribbled it off his foot into the backcourt, but looks like he was knocked down a little bit. Jordan's going to call for his second, I think. His third. Excuse me.
Both
Graham and Hudson Cooper coming in. They've been on the bench a little while, but Northwest kind of did make just a little 5-0 run without him.
Mm-hmm. Pangborn back into the game for Western with Willis, Hammond, Van Riper, and Harrington. Pass it into Hammond in the backcourt. Picked up out there by Anspaugh. Right wing for Van Riper. Hammond drives down to the block. Graham double team comes to Anspaugh, and Anspaugh's going to get called for a reach.
That's three Mounties with three now. Jalen Jordan, Avery Anspaugh, and Hudson Cooper all on the floor.
And let's get a timeout from the Western bench. Just a 30-second timeout. Keep it on the broadcast again during the break. Thank some of our sponsors. I don't have a long spiel about everybody's services. Fuller's Chemdry, I'll say thank you to them. Tom Coffee's Soft Water. I like water.
And they have great water.
Soft water.
Soft water salt.
They do.
Meeting all your needs for your water.
I think they got a system for you, too. They put it right in your house. Your water's never tasted better, that kind of thing. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life.
I could use that. I need some improved financial situations in my life.
I don't know. I don't know where your finances could be that you don't need to, you couldn't stand to improve or wouldn't appreciate improving a little bit. Maybe Taylor Swift. Can you be better than that at money? I don't know. 5:45 to go. Panther ball from the baseline. Inbounds to Van Riper. Deep. Gets over to Pangborn on the left wing. He had a triple in the first half. Back out to Hammond now near the jump circle. And it's Anspaugh coming out to guard. Hammond goes. Knocked away by Anspaugh briefly. He collects it, gets it away to Van Riper. He spins in traffic. It's knocked away. Hudson Cooper had it briefly. Now diving on the floor. We're going to get the jump ball. And let's see. The possession arrow stays with Western here.
It's the old basketball, tough guys.
Yeah.
Like where you're rolling around, you get up and kind of look at each other like, hey, you want to fight? Nobody ever really wants to fight, but.
I hope not. Good news for the Panthers. Sutton Johnston is back in. Better news, he seems to be okay.
Yeah.
Nothing lingering injury-wise. Those 17, 18-year-old bodies bounce back pretty quick. Hammond coming around the screen, gets into the free throw line area, and we'll get the offensive foul. I think they've been trying to take one of those all game, and this time they got it in Anspaugh. Took a lump and back up and ready to go. And maybe we're going to get some cleaning up done on the painted area. Towel coming in.
Steve, something I do want to point out. Maverick Hammond picked up his second foul with a minute 18 to go in the first quarter. Here we are at the 5:19 mark, and he's just now getting his third.
And I'd say at minimum he's missed 45 seconds.
Yeah,
at maximum,
just
maybe,
little breaks here and there, end of quarters, maybe just for a possession.
Yeah.
Coach Moffitt's done a good job.
A little pressure in the backcourt, not wanting to let him get it into Graham, but Jordan comes back to get it, and the Mounties in the half court, trailing by 11, 5:12 to play. Osterberg in the backcourt, hands off to Jordan, coming around, and looks like kind of like a matchup zone, a little switching zone out there. Or are they man-to-man and just switching everything wildly?
They're definitely just sagging. It looks zone-like, but they're just sagging, not allowing drives.
And switching. Jordan didn't need to drive, gets a look at it from three and knocks it down, and it's 42-34. They cut it to eight. Hanging around the Mounties with 4:45 to go. Harrington screens for Willis. Had Van Riper on a back cut, and Van Riper bailed out on the cut, and it's thrown away.
That's the old one. When you start to cut, you have to keep going just for that reason.
Jordan on the wing now for the Mounties, trailing by eight. Graham out on the floor. Willis gets a hand on it, and it's not stolen. Jordan comes back to get it. Hammond thought he had it. Skip past to Osterberg, open for three. Fires short. Cooper rebounds, and they'll come in and knock it away from him and get called for a reach. Hudson Cooper, another offensive carom.
Probably a good foul by Willis there. Cooper was going to go up for an easy layup.
Yep. For the Panthers, number 22, Justin Jones.
Jones got his you got three?
Just two.
He sat for quite a while. Harrington played well, and there was no reason to switch him back in, but now Jones comes in maybe a little bit fresh.
This game, they've kind of looked at those two as a two-headed monster, I feel.
Inbound goes to Cooper. He goes off the dribble, gets a step into the air. Floater, no good, gets his own rebound. No, it's knocked away. Sutton Johnson in there and knocked it away. They get out to Osterberg. Gets the three up and hits the bottom of the net, believe it or not. The Mounties have roared all the way back to within 5 points with 4:10 to play. A couple Jared Osterberg triples, some offensive rebounding from Hudson Cooper, and the Mounties won't go away here at Western High School tonight.
Dare I say they're mounting a comeback, Steve?
You dare. You dare to.
I must. I wish I hadn't, but I did.
It gets a timeout from the Panthers. Harrington's going to check back in. 42-37. Panthers have led the entirety of the second half, including stretching it out to, what do we get to, 13?
Yeah, six, maybe even, it might have been 15 or 16.
Yeah.
But now with a five-point game and the band playing YMCA, it feels like we're in a high school gym again.
Yeah, it feels, Mountie's student section coming to life a little bit over there behind the bench. Got the pep band. The Western fans going to work in their reflective vests. And now the Mounties will try to go to work, and it looks like maybe setting up a little half-court trap here.
Yeah, a little 1-3-1 with the height of Hudson Cooper at the point here.
Except everyone else backed off. Now they come spring the trap. It goes to midcourt. That pass was ripe for the picking, but nobody was quite ready to go and grab it. Spitzer's got it, and now they'll settle into half-court offense. Spitzer hands off to Van Riper. He's going to look to drive. Skips in the corner. Sutton Johnson for three. Hit it! Big shot, Sutton Johnson. You're glad he wasn't hurt for longer. Needed a bucket. Got it from him. 8-point lead for the Panthers after that triple.
Sutton's first bucket of the game. Timely.
Jalen Jordan gets in the air. Has to scoop it out to Anspaw. Gets it back. And Jordan gives it up to Graham out deep on the wing. Top of the key, Anspaw. Look to the three. Doesn't take. Left wing, Jared Osterberg. Takes a dribble, gets an open look for three. You know, he was wanting to do a little heat check there, missed it. 45-37 with 3:18 to go. Hammond's got the ball near midcourt, right in front of our table. Skips it across to Spitzer in front of the bench. He'll dribble back out, 3:07. Trying to keep a long possession here. Anspaw bats it away from Spitzer. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay Panther ball. 3:05 on the clock.
Boy, Anspaw, Osterberg, Jordan, they all have quick hands. You got to really be careful where you're dribbling the ball. They'll take it from you or hit it.
I got commitment to pressuring the ball handlers in the backcourt for Northwest has been good, and Anspaw has actually done a good job of pressuring without fouling back there. They have gotten beat off the dribble a few times from that philosophy also. Sutton Johnson swings it to Hammond. Anspaw in the passing lane. Johnson trying to chase him down. He's going to have a chance. Blocked it! Sutton Johnson! And then we're going to get a foul against Graham on the rebound. Sutton Johnson was sprinting after that play. Anspaw slowed down. He thought he was all alone. He even stopped and elevated for the layup, and Johnson swatted it away.
You can see him just sizing that up, getting his steps right.
Two huge plays down the stretch here for Sutton Johnson. The Panther ball, full court press now by Northwest. No half court trap. Hammond goes right back to Spitzer, now in the middle of four for Harrington. Hudson Cooper has to chase him down. Back out to Johnston. Spitzer looking to kill some time out on the floor with an 8-point lead and 2:33 to go. Spitzer dribbling out near the circle. Graham comes out to chase him. Screen Johnston, no, they slip it. Left side, Van Riper. Jordan coming out looking to bat something away from him. Van Riper goes to the right wing. Hands off there to Johnson, now to Hammond. Anspaw chases. Hammond going right side. And get a blocking call against Osterberg about a half a step late to get in front of that and hedge. Hammond, though, took a, that's going to be Charlie horse action for sure right there in this thigh.
It's something you don't see very often, the Northwest player, Graham, Dennis Graham, helping Hammond stretch that cramp out. It's like, hey, I know how that feels. I'll help you. Now that's sportsmanship.
From two rival schools and got some players that have really been going after each other.
Yeah.
He didn't get it all the way out. Hammond is on his feet, but he's limping over there. That does seem like maybe a calf cramp or a Charlie horse, but we got 2:12 to play, 45-37, and Hammond trying to stretch that out. And that's one of those where you don't want to go sit down. You got to kind of keep it loose, so he's going to shoot these free throws.
Yeah, we'll see if he shoots them and comes out. Coach Moffitt's asking him, and he's telling him he's good. Steve, I've seen a lot of basketball through the years, and that is my first of seeing an opponent be the guy that's stretching your cramp out. Pretty cool there, Dennis Graham.
I like it, yeah.
I liked it, too.
Hammond hits the free throw. He's still uncomfortable when he takes a step. He's got 23 tonight to lead all scorers. Make it 24 with that make and stretch the lead back to 10. Does Northwest have another quick run in them here? Jordan trying to find space. Tried to gather it on the jump stop and he lets it go. Stolen by the Mounties, or by the Panthers, stolen right back by the Mounties. Anspaugh backs it off to Osterberg, spots up for three. No. Long rebound. Spitzer's got it. He's pressured in the backcourt. Gets it away to Johnson. Going to give it to Hammond running up the left sideline over the timeline. Spins away from the defense into the elbow. Passes back out Spitzer. Johnston, Spitzer into the corner for Hammond. Back out to Spitzer. We're at 96 seconds to play. That 10-point lead feels pretty safe right now. They're going to shorten this game. Anspaugh with a knockaway attempt. Goes right to Johnston. Backcourt weave here. Four corners kind of thing here. Running the clock for the Panthers. 10-point lead and now 80 seconds to play. Hammond into the paint and pass up to Spitzer. Gets a wide open look for three and hits. And the lead back to 13. Graham back to Osterberg. Anspaugh now top. Swings it left side. Stolen. Van Riper on the breakaway. Trying to set up his steps. Goes up for the dunk attempt. Couldn't get it to go. Out of bounds. Went for it.
I guess time situation, 58 seconds up 13, I guess you can do it.
Coach Moffitt doesn't seem that angry.
Yeah.
He was up there past the dunk attempt over the rim and right out of bounds, but I appreciate the attempt. Graham drives, looking to feed Hudson Cooper. Blocked by Harrington. Cooper gets the loose ball, goes back to the move, gets up in the air, and that time it is a foul call. And Hudson Cooper will go back to the free throw line.
Get Harrington with his first.
Eli Harrington is his first team forward. Shooting two, Hudson Cooper.
Yeah, I'm going to guess Van Riper doesn't have a lot of dunks in his career, so that was an option.
Yeah. Cooper missed the first free throw. 50-37. The Mounties trail. We have 44.9 seconds left. And some of the less dedicated fans making their way to the exit.
Just quitters.
Look at that box out at the free throw line by Sutton Johnson. He has 3 points and a sweet block tonight, but he's worked hard on every possession that he's in there.
We
get a foul against Jalen Jordan, trying to extend this game, and it'll send the Panther to the line. Who it'll be? Sutton Johnson. No.
I thought it was Hammond.
Yeah, it is. Seems to have worked that cramp out. 40.6 to play, 50-37.
Hammond doesn't mind. Get to go try to add a couple more points to this. Impressive already, 24. Now make it 25-point total.
Walk into that Snowfest dance tonight with a 25-26-point game. You feel pretty good about yourself, right?
That's
no
right.
Crown, but so what?
Yeah.
Player of the game for the basketball team is a pretty good consolation for not being. He wasn't even on court, was he? Rattles it in. 52-37, the lead back out to 15, the Northwest run. And Graham gets caught double dribbling. He wanted to feed it up to Jordan, and there was a defender there, so tough for the double dribble. And with 37.2, 15-point lead, and we may see him call off the dogs.
Yeah, student section waving some white towels. We'll see if Northwest waves the white flag here. You would think so, up 15.
Hansbaugh's not... It's not down by 15, accepting that we lost kind of defense. There's a drive and almost a dunk from Harrington. That's as close we're going to get tonight, I think. 20 seconds, Northwest ball, 54-37. Great drive and dump off by Hammond. Gets some penetration. Defense comes to help. Harrington rolls to the basket, and they fed him. Three-pointer for Jalen Jordan, no good. Cooper, another offensive rebound. He pumps, gets it up in the air. Can't score it, but does draw a foul. So with 6.1, we'll see Hudson Cooper go back to the free throw line.
Even a 6.1 left in a 17-point game, I'm still enjoying watching Jalen Jordan go after offensive rebounds because he's Savon Campbell like ups.
Oh yeah, he leaves he leaves the ground. Cooper makes the free throw. You ever like jump on the trampoline and you went too high, like you were, you felt bad. Like that's how I think Jalen Jordan feels, but he knows it's coming. He's a human, he's got a human trampoline stuff going on. 54-39. Cooper makes the pair. Hammond dribbles out of the pressure, and with time running out here, 54-39 will be our final.
Final score: Northwest
39. So the
54. What a game.
The Mounties and Panthers split the season series, each winning on their home court. We will take a two-minute break here from Western High School, get the final score, our final stats, name our player of the game, and wrap things up from Western. Panthers win it tonight, 54-39 on WKHM, back in two.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here, 54-39, the final, as the Panthers led the entire second half. They had a 6-point halftime lead, stretched that out to about 15-16 in the third, and then the Mounties made a little run in the fourth, got it back into single digits. Looks like they may be able to kind of catch back up. And then Sutton Johnston, coming out of a timeout, knocked down a huge triple. Then had a big block on a breakaway opportunity for the Mounties, and that kind of sealed the deal. After that, they just had Hammond kind of ice at the free throw line a little bit. Good game in, tonight for the Panthers, and they're going to feel good going into their Snowfest event tonight with that W under their belts. And a win for the girls earlier in the night, too.
That's right. And you mentioned Sutton Johnston's big plays. That was all coming right after going to the bench just a minute earlier with a, what appeared to be a little back spasm or something. So Sutton, yeah, just being a gamer.
Yeah. He's going to go down. He and Hudson Cooper are going to get kind of a unsung hero badge. Cooper had a great game in the loss tonight. Endless motor, probably about six or seven offensive rebounds. Down there against a lot of teams, he's going to get those rebounds and put it back up with not much defense because he's so tall. But Western, fortunately, they do have the length to challenge those shots down on the block. But a nice job in the loss tonight for Hudson Cooper. And again, Sutton Johnston, 3 points, that block are going to be noteworthy, but you don't get to put in a stat for how many times he was in the right spot to hedge defensively or boxing out on the rebound that he doesn't get. But he, yeah, just good effort from him all night tonight. And of course, Maverick Hammond will be our player of the game with the numbers, but because that score total is pretty great, but really a lot of good effort across the board, yeah, especially on the defense. It's fun to go watch high school basketball and see them play defense, not just give up threes or not just accept that, you know, whoever shoots the best is going to win. Grinding out victories sometimes, and that it felt like a little grinded out victory for the Panthers tonight, and that because they weren't knocking down shots early, and then when those start going down, the fact that you were grinding gets you, that's what's sets the difference between you and the other team.
Yeah, and we definitely need to mention DJ Van Riper too, and
yeah,
the second half he had, and you mentioned grinding, he was playing hard all night,
yep,
diving on the floor and contributing in the scoreboard too with 9 second half points when the game was still kind of in the balance. Mm-hmm. DJ Van Riper was big with Maverick Hammond.
I was saying at a time when Hammond was maybe out getting a couple minutes break and not picking up an extra foul, Van Riper was able to keep that offense going for the Panthers and had a nice night. And if it weren't for Maverick Hammond scoring 26,
yeah,
then Van Riper would have had a good claim to player of the game, but we're going to give it to Hammond. Let's go ahead and get the totals for us, Brian.
All right. Well, for Northwest, we had Dennis Graham with 2, Jonathan Osterberg with 2, Bryson Cooper with 2, Jarrett Osterberg with 6, Hudson Cooper 10, and Jalen Jordan with 15, although quiet in the second half, only 5. I guess we'll give Western some credit on the defense they played on Jordan. They were suffocating, and Jordan likes to drive and spin, and there was always somebody there meeting him on that spin. They walled up on him. They did a good job, game plan.
Exactly. It was Jordan would get off the dribble, and he might beat that first guy, but as soon as he got into the elbow, there's another guy to meet him and then another guy trapping down. So most of the time it went from I beat my man one-on-one, and I'm in a triple team. There was nowhere to go down there, and he did 15 points as probably a pretty good output for the way they defended him so well.
Yeah, it was almost as if Coach Moffitt knew what he wanted to do.
Almost like what we said, a little advanced scouting from playing with him for 2 years. And then what else did I want to say about? Oh, well, we were talking in the pregame about Hammond being the driving force for Western and then Jordan being the driving force for Northwest, and Hammond had a better game, and in the end his team won, and you can kind of see that play out. And really Hammond had to overcome a different tactic,
yeah,
but again the effort was to go out and stop him, and individual efforts from Anspaugh at times, Jonathan Osterberg, all taking on the challenge of guarding Maverick Hammond and just couldn't quite lock him down. I think, and I'll say this going back to the first time I saw Western this year against Michigan Center, that was the difference. Michigan Center won because Travis Collins did a great job. And who's the other kid who took that on? It's not Collins, but the senior.
Spencer
Berkeypile.
Berkeypile,
he
yeah.
was the one who really locked out, and that was the difference. I think Hammond was like 1 for 15 or so. You know, like,
yeah.
So I think you got to expect at this point in the year, everybody who plays Western comes out with a game plan to try to stop Maverick Hammond, so he's been probably able to adjust to that, and the team has. And then so you, when you get efforts by Van Riper and you have some of those other guys get involved, that really does free up Hammond a little bit to go out and have a 26-point game. And he is, and by the way, we talk about his three-point shooting. He was actually really great penetrating tonight. And he does play defense, too, so he's not just a scorer. Hammond contributes on the defensive end. He's a guy who's got an endless motor, and he's playing almost if they didn't have to, they wouldn't take him out.
Yeah, and he's a strong kid. He rebounds, too, and he was 5-for-5 from the line as well.
Yep, took a beating tonight, too. I bet there were four different times during the game where somebody, they had to pause the game a little bit for somebody down on the floor from taking a hard bump. And thank goodness it looks like nobody actually got injured tonight, so... Gritty basketball, but fun basketball, good defense, fun to watch, and I hope it was fun to listen to. Did we get the Western numbers yet?
Let's give the Western scores, too. We had Cody Spitzer with three, who also did a good job on the defensive end and taking care of the ball. Sutton Johnson with that big three-pointer. DJ Van Riper, as we said, with 13. Noah Bredenier Justin Jones with one. Eli Harrington with four, did a good job on the boards, playing good fundamental ball, and... Maverick Hammond with 26.
Player of the game tonight, Maverick Hammond. No surprise if you were listening to the game. 54-39 is our final. So Jackson College basketball tomorrow, 12:45, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. U of M basketball tomorrow, I believe, is a 3 o'clock broadcast. And then we also have our next broadcast. High school basketball is Tuesday. And it's Manchester at Grass Lake, and I don't know that it's going to be a tight matchup, but it will be our first chance to get to go out and see the Warriors. They were unbeaten up to this point, I believe, having a great year, and we anticipated they would be good. I think we've seen enough of Braden Lape to know that he's a nice player, and Cook and several other guys out there. They had a good roster. They're going to be tough out in the playoffs, and glad to get to see them live and in person. We'll do that Tuesday night here at WKHM about 6:45 for the pregame.
Sounds good, Steve. I'll be there.
I'll have you. thank you to Luke Moorhead in the studio. Make sure you catch him tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday from 9 to 10 here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Thank you to Brian Haynes. It was good to see you. It's been too long. We better get together again next week. What do you say?
I think so.
All right, For Luke Moorhead, the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time here on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.